in South Korea. They're saying not to worry. In fact, camels in zoos in South Korea were quarantined for most of last week because of public fears, but they have all been testing negative for the MERS virus. But again, since this virus is only spreading in hospitals, that is giving doctors some hope that this can be contained within the next few weeks or few months.
Elise Hugh is our correspondent in Seoul. Thanks very much.
You bet.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Have a great day.
And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here at Illinois Public Media. We're having a good day on our way to sunny skies, a high of 87, west winds at 6 to 8 today, clear tonight and a low of 66, and then a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those will come after 1 o'clock tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, a high tomorrow of 91. We'll take a more complete look at that weather forecast in just a few minutes.
Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's turn our attention now to the CME Group in Chicago, where commodities are trading mostly higher. Corn futures are up a penny and a half at $3.66¾ in the July. December at $3.84¾, a penny and a quarter higher. Next year's July at $4.09½ is 1¼ cents higher. July soybeans today are up 7 cents at $9.51¼ on the last tick. November at $9.25¼, a nickel higher. And next year's July at $9.45½ or 4½ higher. Bean meal up $4.30. Bean oil 10 cents higher. Soft red winter wheat at $5.32½ a bushel, up 4¼. The hard red at $5.49¾, up 5¼. Live cattle futures in Chicago are 22½ cents higher in the June at $153.70, and the August feeders at $223.10. That's per 100 pounds, up 25 cents. June lean hogs today at $81.35. are down 20 cents. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and so much more is Wayne Nelson, our regular Tuesday analyst on this ninth day of June. He's at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Tell me about your expectations for the rest of the trade today and what we can look forward to from USDA tomorrow.
Well, I think, the big look at today, of course, is the bean market. We come in with less progress than everybody was expecting as far as planting, and we're getting a weather forecast for the Missouri-Kansas area that looks like it could be wet starting Thursday. Again, so it's going to limit the amount of planting they will get done, and I think that, along with the possibility of some prevent plant acres there, and of course a few other places with the rain we're getting, is what the focus is on today. The wheat dropped a little bit in its ratings, but what we've seen so far of the wheat crop, as far as when we call around to the elevators are getting some wheat, the quality's been good. It's been 58 to 60 pounds and probably up near normal yields. So that in itself, but we've got a lot of areas where it's been too wet to combine. So,
okay, a couple of things about the soybeans at this time. The analyst, ag economist here on campus, have been watching that. Talked about Kansas early on. Missouri is still in a problem. Southwest and South Central reporting districts in Iowa are behind. I think they're at 51 and 65, if I remember the numbers correctly. Kansas and Missouri are at 30% and 31%, but they're normally in that, 75% to 85% range. Does it really make much of a difference? And I think the number I saw from the Ag Economist was maybe 18 million acres, possibly for soybeans prevent plant.
Yeah, that's going to, you mean 18 million acres they think will be prevented plant?
Yes.
That is big. if you took 18 million acres out and called them prevent plant, because that would take us down, lower than the big increase.
Well, that would be. I suppose that's what they think is not in the ground yet.
Okay, yet
I should
to
be
plant.
Careful
okay.
about how I phrase
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, that would be right. That's still a big number. It is going to, hit on us hard here. The other things are in the areas where they're getting lots of rain, where they generally put double crop beans after wheat. We might not see quite as many double crop beans, especially if we're trying to get first crop beans in. So, but that is something that we have to watch and look at. And I think we were looking more that there might be a million to a million and a half acres of prevented plant beans was what we were talking about, rather than not planted.
Right. So if we have a million and a half prevented plant beans, is that out of the ordinary very much?
Well, not as much, you know, as we look at here. For using 46, 47 bushels for an average, you take a million acres, not there. That's 47 million off that 500 million carryout that we were talking about. So we could be dropping down to that 400 million carryout fairly easy if this goes continued.
And what are your expectations for the rest of the day today?
Well, I think we're going to see sort of a choppy trade with a little bias to the upside, evening up before tomorrow's report. You know, we are looking for the carryout probably to be cut about 10 million bushels in the beans because of the increased crush. We're probably looking at adding 10 to 30 million bushels of corn because of the exports haven't been that good. And, of course, maybe some feed droppage because of the bird flu.
All right. I went back through and I wanted to see what that number was because I just don't want to report it incorrectly. This one from John Newton, ag economist here on the U of I campus, and it's in his Twitter feed. 21% of the U.S. Bean acres remain unplanted at this point. He says that's 8% below last year and is equal to about 18 million acres. So that's not the number of acres that are not planted. And then you're looking forward thinking maybe a million and a half of those might be prevent plants. So just to get those clear, to get some clarification on those numbers. On the other hand, the corn crop looks really pretty good despite the rainfall we've had. Did you have a problem with that yesterday over the weekend, by the way?
Actually, we needed the rain that we got in our area, so I'm going to be very honest. Our crop is looking fairly good. Most of it around here is. Drove to Chicago over the weekend on Saturday there. Because of all the detours, our availability again, Route 65, we'd done a lot of road farming off on blacktop roads up through towards Chicago. They're a little bit behind us as far as timeliness, but plenty of moisture, few ponds, but all in all, the crop's in, popped up, and if we get the moisture's plenty and it's supposed to warm up in 2 weeks, I think we're going to get some degree days in and we're going to get some corn. It's going to look a lot better by the time we get to 4th of July.
I think I have a common question for all of you as we make our way through this week. How concerned are you about corn unpriced still in the bin?
I think that's a big concern for most everybody, because not because of what the crop out there looks like now, but because of how many people are in the same boat. And we know that that generally doesn't end well if everybody has a lot of corn left and there's a lot to buy. You know, it's just supply-demand says if the supply is big, the demand, they aren't as aggressive buying.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
That, of course, is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday, June 9 edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report. Numbers in Chicago are on the last tick. Trading corn futures up a penny and three quarters in the July. December up one and a quarter. March a penny and a half higher. In July of next year, three quarters of a cent higher. July beans are up six and a quarter. November contract up four and three quarters. January four and a quarter higher. Next year's July up 4 cents. Bean meal up $4.30. Bean oil and nickel higher. Live cattle futures are unchanged. Feeder cattle are down a dime, and lean hogs are 17 and a half cents higher. The soft red winter wheat is up four and a quarter, and the hard red is up five and a quarter at this hour. The outside markets show us the crude oil trading $60.19. They're $2.05 higher. The RBOB gasoline on the wholesale price for a gallon at $2.06 and 9 tenths of a cent. That's up 6 and a tenth of a cent. Ethanol futures trading at $1.55 and 6 tenths, about 4 tenths of a cent higher. Natural gas at $2.82 and 9 tenths, 12 and 4 tenths higher. And diesel fuel at $1.92 and 4 tenths is up 6 and 9 tenths. Gold futures on their settlement from yesterday up $5.50. The dollar now at 0.104 higher, 95.404 the day. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area on this Tuesday. Sunny skies today, a high of 87 by the time we get there. West winds at 6 to 8 tonight, clear, a low of 66, a southwest wind at 6 to 8 tomorrow, a 30% chance of rainfall. That'll come after 1 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy, or rather mostly sunny with a high of 91 degrees. Southwest winds tomorrow at 11 to 15, they'll gust to 21. And then tomorrow evening, a 40% chance of rainfall in the Urbana-Champaign area. Some thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a 69-degree low, southwest winds at 6 to 9. And Thursday, a 30% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high of 90 degrees. Thursday Thursday night. That 30% chance of showers continues. It'll be cloudy on Friday or Thursday evening with a low of 70. And Friday, a 50% chance of rainfall, partly sunny and 87. When we start the weekend, we'll drop down to 69 degrees. Some showers, thunderstorms, and it'll be cloudy. They'll stay with us through Saturday with a high of 85 degrees. And Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and 69. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 84. Sunday night, more rainfall, cloudy and 88. And to start the work week next week, 84 degrees. Finally, the showers and thunderstorms start to clear out, but they'll stick with us for a little bit with an 84-degree high on Monday. You can always find all of our information, including the agricultural weather forecast and the weather forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area on our website. The address there is WILL.illinois.edu. If you want the ag website, it's willag.edu. org. That's WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's 10 o'clock Central.